Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know, there's a lot of nannies out there looking for jobs, and sometimes you find the right family and it's perfect, and sometimes it's just wrong.
Can you imagine interviewing for somebody and going, I need to submit this to my crazy family?
We're going to hear about that today on My Crazy Family.
My
crazy
family.
My crazy family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of the show. And leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. In fact, if you do leave us a review there, take a screenshot of it and then email it to us. Send it to contest@crazyfampod.com. And you'll be entered to win a $500 Amazon gift card that we'll be giving out towards the end of the year. So a little extra thank you for leaving that review. And share your story with us. CrazyFamPod.com is the website. Or you can call 833-CRAY-FAM. That's 833-272-9326. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
And don't forget, you don't have to leave any names. One of our stories today, I edited out a bunch of names because we don't want anybody to get into an awkward situation where, hey, I heard that you complained about me on a podcast. And then, we don't want that.
And then they get murdered over the Thanksgiving dinner. And then we covered the story on True Crime today. And then also on this show, where it's the story as well. They talked about this podcast that they shared a story on and killed somebody. And it's more content for us. So.
Oh, and then they come back as a ghost. And then you've got yet another story for your podcast.
Then they haunt the family get-togethers. And so, my gosh, look at this. It's a trifecta of stories all because someone complained. That's that's the beauty of it all. So, but no, please do do share anonymously. We can disguise voices as well. Happy to do that. 833-CRAY-FAM or crazyfampod.com. So what do we got going on?
Our first story, I have bet. Actually, have you ever had a nanny before we start?
I have had a nanny for Harper.
Nice.
Yeah. It didn't make any sense, but we had a nanny.
Oh, there's a story there, isn't there?
Oh, I had a wife that was not working at all, staying at home full time while I was working full time. But there was still a nanny at the house to Why? Watch the child while she was there. I don't know. I just went along with a lot of things so people didn't get mad and complain and make life a living hell. I am divorced now. So, but there's Jeez. So many things that made zero sense. I mean, my daughter asked me all the time because I have full custody of my daughter. Like, why did I have a nanny back then? Like, honey, I don't know. Like, your mom didn't want to. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
So did the nanny just take care of Harper or do like laundry and cleaning and things?
She did a little bit of all that too. Helped with all that stuff.
Wow.
Which was nice, you know, but you know, I don't know. And then I did everything else. I did all the cooking and everything while working full time. And then I just, you know, one person just kind of sat there and lived in luxury and had servants. Called her husband and the nanny. So yeah, it made zero sense whatsoever.
Well, that's a heck of a deal if you can get it.
Yeah. But apparently not Jeez. Enough. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, thank you for that insight. My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been a nanny for 6 years. It says I'm looking for a new position. And a couple weeks ago, I interviewed for a job I thought would be perfect. The interviewer is a chiropractor with beautiful 11-month-old twins, way above average pay for my area, and free adjustments at her office. Yeah.
Cool.
I meet her at her chiropractic office for the interview, and everything's going great until she shows me the room. It's a tiny little side office in the back of the clinic without windows.
Oh, God.
Toys covering the floor. And two pack and plays, and that's it. Then she tells me this is where I'll be watching the twins. I would be staying in a single room for 10 hours a day. I asked her why she chose this instead of her home, and she said they just didn't have that big of a house, which seems like a bit of an excuse to me because the house surely is bigger than this walk-in closet. There's no cribs. They sleep in the pack and plays. No outings. She doesn't want them traveling or leaving the office. No walks until spring because it's too cold. My jaw was on the floor. Then she proceeds to tell me she's pregnant and I would also be taking care of a newborn in 6 months. I noped out of there real quick. I feel like this is the making of a crazy family story.
Oh, completely. Those kids are fucked.
Oh, my God. What's going on at the house that this doctor doesn't want anybody there? That's the first thing I thought of. Maybe I'm too cynical, but
I don't know. I don't even know if it's that or if it's more, this is someone who wants to control everything and does it literally by compartmentalizing it in every way they can without having any sort of regard for feelings or emotions, especially of those who can't really express them. And whatever she says is going to go because that puts her in control of the kids being in the little closet all day. And then she feels good because she knows that they're okay there. And doesn't matter that there's a nanny. She's paying that person to be in the closet too. And Jeez. I don't know, people are just nuts sometimes and they're controlling narcissistic ways. They don't realize how nuts they look to the rest of the world because they're convinced that everybody else is crazy and they're not.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on. This sounds like a great environment for an hour or two, you know?
Yeah.
Just nice place to hang out for an hour or two and a sure. nice secure place hanging out with mom. But then these kids like need somewhere else to go.
Take him to a park, take him to sunlight, at least a room with fucking windows would be a nice touch. And yes, in the home would be a lot better of a place. If you're hiring a nanny, then the nanny should be at home with the kids doing nanny stuff. Don't hire a nanny if you're going to have the kids in the back room that you're still working at. That's not a place to do that. It's, yeah, I feel bad for these kids because that's, yeah. There's going to be so many more things. This is just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure, with this mother and what they have brewing in their world.
Yeah, something is not right. Something doesn't feel good here. I spent a lot of hours at my dad's place of employment when I was growing up, and there is nothing more boring to a kid than being in a place where you have to be quiet. You can't screw around with things because, well, the equipment might kill you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, in a doctor's office, a chiropractor, you've got to have, you can't have kids running around. You don't want to hear kids screaming, and it's just not professional.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. All right. Our next story. We are both adults. This is about my sister.
Okay.
At first I would brush it off, but now it's just annoying. I've always been into cosmetology. So when I got into doing hair, she suddenly got into doing hair as well. When I got into doing makeup, suddenly she wanted to start learning to do makeup. I started doing nails and then she started doing nails. I'm graduating school to become an esthetician, and suddenly she's applying to schools to do the same exact thing that I'm doing. Now it's all she talks about. She's been asking me to visit the schools with her, but I don't want to. I haven't even had a chance to achieve my goals without her copying it. Mm-hmm. When I mention good things going on in my life, she ignores me. I'm not sure if it's intentional, but it still bothers me. I've started to brush it off. And when she mentions school or asks for tips with my previous hobbies she's picked up, I feel it's rude and I'm fed up. I feel like I'm also being immature and I want her to be successful on her own, but it's so annoying. It's like I can't ever have a moment without her riding my coattails. I can't ever have something that is my own thing.
I can't relate. I have no siblings, but I've seen it in many people where that happens. And yeah, I think a lot of times you're dealing with a very empty person that doesn't really know what they like, and they seek direction from those around them as to how they should behave because they don't really know how to behave. There's something that's kind of missing there, I think, in some folks. And so they got to kind of find direction from others. And if what you do is what they're copying and it kind of makes them look normal, then that's kind of what they're going to do. Not right, but people are weird.
Let's take a look at this from a slightly different view.
Yeah.
And I say this as somebody that I copied one of my older brothers. I looked up to him so much that I felt like, you know, if he was doing something, I wanted to do it too. So I guess I never thought about, am I encroaching on his success and things that he's doing. My brother was the first one in my family to go to college. And because he went to college, I had to go to college. And our relationship wasn't great. And I'm beginning to wonder after reading this, I wonder if he felt like I was copying him and it somehow took away from his accomplishments.
You didn't do the exact same thing professionally or anything, though. I mean, there's a role model place that older siblings play, and that's good and healthy. And then there's this, like in the story where one person does one specific interest and suddenly the other person who has had no interest in suddenly is massively interested in it, and they usually overdo it far more than the initial person who has the interest. So no, I don't think in that case it was a copying thing. It was more of a, you know, you're looking up to somebody.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. But I guess I can see, you know, if it just feels weird. Like, would you go find your own thing, please?
Sure.
Leave me out of this. I appreciate that you like what I'm doing. But go deal with it yourself. You're an adult. You figure it out. I had to figure it out. You figure it out.
Yeah. It's always interesting, especially as an adult. It's one thing kids copy kids. But as an adult, when people will ask you like what you do, and then they'll immediately express how they could do that too. But this or that prevented it or something, or they decided to not to. And it's, I always find it amusing with radio, especially with podcasting. Because it says somebody, you know, what do you do? I do podcasting. I worked in radio for, 20 some years, and I've been doing this for about 10. So it's like, clearly, like, this is my passion. It's what I've spent my life's work doing. And then for someone to be like, oh, yeah, I thought about doing a podcast. I did some radio in college once, or I everybody says I have a good voice. I should start a podcast. I should start a podcast.
I've always been told I have a voice for radio.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, you have no personality or talent, but that's the part they're not telling you. But it's like totally degrades all of the years of work that you put into mastering a craft by someone just saying, I might do that. I might look into starting a podcast. My husband wants to start a podcast. I keep telling my husband he should start a podcast. I hear that all the time. I'm just like, I want to say, I thought about being a surgeon. I played Operation once or twice. And I really thought, I got the chops for this.
Yeah, I didn't hit the buzzer at all.
I could be a surgeon. Totally. Yeah. I mean, that's the equivalency of it. It's that absurd. It's like, if you have like legitimate questions, they're like, but it's a weird thing to say to somebody, to almost express that they could do exactly what you do if they just decided to
They just tried, they would have done the same thing.
Like, it's like no big deal, like no work at all. It's like, fuck you. They're so oblivious to it too. People are so oblivious as to when they say those things, just how bizarre they sound or how insulting it can come across as. And you're just like, okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah. You've had no training, but you think you could do this.
Go for it.
And you and I both know that radio, sure, it seems like you're just sitting in a room with a microphone and you listen to music the whole time. We've pulled the curtain back on radio many times during this podcast, that it is not at all what you think it is. No. It's not like WKRP in Cincinnati. It's traumatizing. It's sexist. It's low paying.
Exactly. Well, and then to be able to execute a long form show is not just two people sitting down and talking. Like, you have to understand how to move things forward, how to keep things going, how to draw people in. There's so many things psychologically that go into it that I couldn't do well for probably the first 10 years of working in it. I couldn't do long form. I could do short, which is like, that was, this is, and a little funny thing. But to sit down and do a show like this, I couldn't have done it for the first 10 years well, by any means. I go back to the operation analogy. Like, I thought about being
a
surgeon.
Absolutely. That's exactly operation what it is. Once. I mean, it's so easy to say, yeah, I could have been a doctor. Could you have gotten through the training and the internships and losing your first patient and all of that? Probably not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I worked for free for the first 5 years and did pretty much 14-hour days. That was fun. What did you do? Were you? Oh, you were playing baseball or basketball or whatever. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's just anyway.
I remember I was an intern, because that's how a lot of people in radio start, is interning. And I say that with the air quotes, because all that means is they've allowed you access into the radio studio. They're not going to pay you, and you are their bitch.
You're basically kind of like an indentured servant in many ways.
I was in downtown Minneapolis for a top 40 station. It was amazing that I was allowed to be an intern there, because there was a huge waiting list, but somehow I passed the interview. I was going to school to be a broadcaster, all of these things. And basically all I did was I parked in a parking ramp. I paid money out of my own pocket to park in that ramp. I went upstairs to the building, to the studio. I sat there. I organized the music. I pulled music, because they were on CDs, so you had to have them ready. And I took orders for food.
Yeah.
That's all I did. That's the training I got. I was immersed in the on-air experience. And once in a while, I got to say, hi, Tony, because his name was Tony. I got to say something to Tony on air. And I was like, oh, my God, I was just on the air in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But that was it. That was my intern experience. And then when Tony was off air, he'd get off at, I think it was 1 or 2 a.m. I had to walk by myself in a parking ramp at 2 a.m. at bar time in Minneapolis by myself and drive home. I can't tell you how many times I thought that I was going to be assaulted.
Yeah.
You know,
and all this, but
that's what we did
free.
Because yeah. It was such an extraordinary opportunity. Anybody I knew in radio was like, oh, you're interning for him?
What station? KDWB?
Yeah, Tony Fly.
I was Fly. I didn't know you were an intern for Tony Fly.
I was. Yeah, he was awesome.
Oh, he was a great DJ.
He's a great guy, actually. He's a very, very nice gentleman. So he was wonderful.
I had no idea. He's at Sirius Hits 1 now, I believe.
Yeah. He made it big. I mean, he was
great. Still. I used to listen to air checks of him when he was doing nights, and so good. And just like that, it was like the bar of like how you do good radio at that point in time. Yeah. Tony Fly.
He was amazing. Yeah. And then I got to intern for Zany K, who was on after him. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other story. Wow.
I remember.
Nice guy. He was always nice to me.
Yeah.
But he was up to some shady shit.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
The old days of radio. I didn't know that you interned for Tony Fly. I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh,
that's funny. Because I was always listening to his air checks, like probably in the cubicle next to you in Wausau. Because it was like, this is good radio. Wow. That's fun.
Yeah. You probably heard me go, hi, Tony.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Wow.
And I'd like tell everybody, oh my God, I was just on air. Said hi.
That's funny. Huh. Yeah. Oh, what else we got
Small
today?
World. Good times. Okay, sure. I digress. Next story. Sorry, I just went off into La La Land. So my son was born 9 months ago.
Uh-huh.
My family lives far away and has complained for 9 months that they haven't gotten to see him due to our and their work and life schedules. We finally made time for all of us to get together. They came and they stayed in a hotel in our own town. They were excited to come and we are excited to have them. However, the day that they got here, they complained about everything from the possible snakes at our local park to the malls not having enough stores. It was too hot, not being at their own home to sleep in their own beds, and so much more. The complaining was constant. I ignored all of the negativity and just tried to have fun and tried to enjoy their company. Nonetheless, they made the days really long. They arrived on Thursday and they were supposed to stay until Monday. On Saturday evening, after the baby woke up from his afternoon nap, I called them to let them know that he was up, and they denied coming over to play with him. They said they wanted to stay at the hotel in their pajamas and just read. Then on Sunday morning, they called and told me they just wanted to go home. I was shocked. And clearly, it kind of hurt our feelings.
Yeah.
We felt like they didn't want to be here. And we were both confused. I mean, was it them? Was it us? Was it the baby? Why are they acting like this? After 9 months of waiting, why would they leave early? The fuck is going on here?
Narcissists. All roads lead to narcissism. I don't know. I would have no idea in something like that, because how I would react in that sort of a situation as the parent where you're going to visit, or the grandparent where you're going to, you know, visit your grandchild, and you'd planned it and, you know, you're not intruding. You're not like there the day after the birth and everybody wants to kind of have their own time. But that doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, you know, we like this and it's great that we saw him, but we really don't want to be involved in the nurturing part of this. Other than, yeah, they exist, but, you know, how's the cat?
What is the deal with the possible snakes at our local park? Okay, don't go to the park then.
Snakes at the park. It's like, that's quite a reach. For a reason not to do something. There's snakes at the park. You really want to be careful. Like, huh?
What?
Like, he likes the swing. That one over there, the baby swing. There might be snakes over. So we're just going to stay at the hotel. We're going to watch a little HGTV, get caught up on the latest shiplap that Joanna Gaines is putting on something. and you know, me and your father, we might head out early too, because, you know, we're going to get some breakfast and, you know, I got to be back home later. For what? Why? Well, you know, your cat's dead. You know, I know, but you know, this is what we want to do.
Yeah, this whole story just sounds weird. I mean, unless this was such a nice hotel, you know, what if this was like a 4-star hotel where like, it is just so amazing that they didn't want to leave.
They're like, fuck our family. We're just going to stay in this hotel.
Have you ever been to a hotel where you're like, I don't need to go anywhere. I just need to stay here.
Yeah. Where it's pretty much its own, island unto itself, if you would.
Yeah. But, you know, then you at least invite them over and say, hey, this hotel is awesome. Love this place. We're going to, you know, we'd feel more comfortable just staying here. Why don't you come on over?
Yeah. Something to, encourage that. What's your take on this? Why do you think that the parents would act this way?
I wonder if something happened. This rings really true to the way my family acts. Like there may be some low level offense took place that nobody really detected, because not everybody comes from a dysfunctional family. So nobody really recognized it, but somebody got offended by something and said, well, fuck this. Yeah. I'm done.
And they're playing, I'm going to go hide in my room and I'm going to punish you all with my silence.
Yes. You offended me when I went to pick up the baby and you showed me how to do it, even though I was a mother before.
Yeah.
And I know how to do this. You showing me that, you know, and I'm just saying it could be something that tiny. Yeah.
Very passive aggressive in terms of how they're handling this. But I guess if someone's going to do that, just let them do it and whatever. Because it's not for you to dissect. Sometimes when I think people do the sort of narcissistic, let me go be quiet in the corner bullshit, they want you to dig in. They want you, oh, what's wrong? What happened? And, you know, any sort of attention is good attention, even if they're throwing a fit. And they may not be throwing a fit, you know, with their fists in the air and lashing out. They're doing it quietly. And sometimes that's worse, because then you have to guess and try and figure out what's wrong and what did I do. And at the end, you really didn't do anything. They're just fucking nuts and they're obsessed with themselves. And everyone must cater to them so they can feel good about existing. I hear it where it's the day they got there, they complained about everything from the possible snakes at the park and the malls don't have enough stores and it's hot. And it's always
everything is bad. Everything is negative.
Everything is bad. And the thing is, you ever try bringing that up to people who are like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you don't understand. I have all of these things going on. Yeah, but you know what? Not everything is horrible. Not everything is a tragedy, and not everybody's out to get you.
But you pointed out, it's like, I'm not always negative. I don't always complain about this. Really? I have a fucking bingo card that I've written up that for your visits, where it's like, when this person says this, put a daub on the board there. And,
yeah, but there's never a prize when you win bingo, is there?
Not for that. I guess the prize, by the time you get blackout, it's the visit's usually over. It's like okay, you made it, but you filled out the whole bingo card in the first 30 minutes I saw you. That means you have to go home.
Yeah, as soon as the card is full, you've got to go.
It's just like, pull up the bingo card. Hey, see this? Okay, congratulations. That's a new record. Good seeing you. We'll see you at Christmas. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. It's tough. It's really tough. And I just, I feel for this person that wrote in. This is really frustrating, because, you know, you're putting a whole weekend aside, which, you know, you probably need sleep. You've got a newborn. And then you have, you know, another adolescent to deal with, you know?
Oh, it is. It's like dealing with more children. And that's what makes it very frustrating as an adult, because you're already dealing with adolescents. And it's like, wait a second here. You are an adult and you were once a parent that, you know, did parently things and parental things that made sense. Now you're acting like a child. Like, what the hell is this? What's going on? Yeah. And sometimes then expecting the child to be thinking on a more adult level than they are. I know there's so many weird things that go along with this sort of thing, but I can kind of relate.
I gathered that. And I'm going to say, let's just say somebody, you've made plans that, you know, this weekend we're going to see the baby. We haven't been able to see the baby. It's, you know, pandemic, all this stuff, our schedules, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. We get there and it just doesn't feel right. Like, I'm not feeling great. Maybe my allergies are acting up. I'm just in a shitty mood. I am okay with somebody calling me up and saying, hey, Stace, I'm so glad to be here, but let me level with you. I'm feeling like shit.
Yeah.
Something's off about me. I don't know if my brain chemicals are fucked up and my allergies are bad and my back is killing me. I'm going to do my best. I want to see all of you, but I'm not feeling it this weekend.
Yeah.
If somebody says that to me,
cool.
I have so much fucking respect for you to say, here's the space I'm in and it sucks right now. And it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me, but here's where I am. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Just be honest. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of My Crazy Family. If you like the show, leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. Send me a screenshot of it to contest at crazyfampod.com. Get entered to win that $500 Amazon gift card and get yourself hooked up with that possibly towards the end of the year, and share your stories with us as well. Crazyfampod.com is a website, or the phone number 833-CRAY-FAM. To get in on all of that.
My.
My.
Crazy.
Crazy. Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.